This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An algorithm called Compass, sold by private prison operators, seeks to assess the risk that a person will offend again. A report from ProPublica concluded that black defendants in Broward County, Florida, were more likely than white defendants to be incorrectly judged at a higher rate of recidivism. Judges are questioning the use of algorithms that cannot be disclosed to lawyers and defendants, but are being factored in sentencing. Housing activists in New York City are proposing targeting Mayor de Blasio and his housing director during his campaign to force his housing program to only fund housing for the poor rather than a broader group, which they believe increases gentrification. Airbnb, in settling a lawsuit with the city of San Francisco, agreed to be more transparent about its host and to help enforce existing registration laws. A new study links diet soft drinks to an increased risk for strokes and dementia, finding people who drank 1 to 6 artificially sweetened drinks a week had twice the risk of stroke. Federal court has declined to reconsider telecom companies' challenge to Obama-era net neutrality rules, likely moving the issue to the Supreme Court. 10 years ago, the average age of an RV owner was 49 and over 90% were white. Now, the fastest growing demographic is 35 to 44-year-olds, and some reports believe 1/6 of new buyers are non-white. No police were indicted by the Justice Department in Baton Rouge killing of Alton Sterling that triggered protests for last year for many, many weeks. Republicans in the House of Representatives voted to allow workers to convert overtime pay to comp pay. There are 7 states, including Kentucky, that only have 1 abortion provider for the entire state. An Urban League report finds that in cities like Chicago, Cleveland, Minneapolis, and Toledo, and Milwaukee, white households on average earn more than twice as much as black households. Rosa Parks' former house in Detroit, threatened with demolition, was bought by an American artist living in Berlin and moved to that city, rebuilt, and now open to the public. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.